Century 21 Property Advisors. I'm here with another wonderful podcast. Today we're going to be talking with some of our wonderful family members at Stonewall Title. And right now I have with me Denise Weaver, who's an escrow officer at Stonewall. And she's going to kind of tell us a little bit about her and her experience as an escrow officer.
Hi, everybody. It's nice to join you this afternoon. I've been in the real estate closing field for 28 years. I started back when I was in my early 20s, and I've been in Granbury at two title companies for 28 years.
Awesome. So when it comes to being an escrow officer, you see a lot on the back end that a lot of times the realtor doesn't get to see. So how would you help realtors prep their agents for the escrow process?
That's opening Pandora's box. Yes. But a lot of times what we see that we probably need more information on, a lot of times we don't have whether the couple is married or the husband or the wife or whether they're married. If there's been a divorce or a probate, any of those curative issues that could arise that could delay closings, surveys with completed T-47s. I could just go on and on.
Absolutely. There's a few things, but those are some great tips and things for them to look out for. I know that, you know, married, probate, the will, all of those can be big hiccups in the transaction if they're not handled up front. So that's definitely a plus. So thank you for those pieces there. What would you say would be one piece of advice you could give clients or realtors when they're getting ready for the escrow process before it really hits your desk, what they should have together as the client?
As the buyer, pre-qualified, you want to make sure that you're pre-qualified and you've got all your financing in line, because in today's industry, with the legislative changes that we've had, it can be a cumbersome process. So that probably having all your ducks in a row as far as your financing, your tax returns, your bank statements, getting all that gathered up is going to be certainly something they're going to ask you for. And they may ask you numerous times for those things. So don't get discouraged or frustrated. It is just part of the process.
Awesome. And that's always good to hear on your end. So the clients know that when they're like, how many times, that it's just part of your process going through it over and over. So another thing, how would you say in the past 4 or 5 years, have you seen escrow change as technology has evolved? Because that's been a huge factor in a lot of the real estate business here recently.
That's true. And it's really changed in a fantastic way, because now we have you can have a platform where you can do everything kind of what you would say under one roof. You can order surveys. You can keep all of your emails tied to one file so that when you communicate with your realtors or your lenders or your surveyors, it can all be done under one platform. That also keeps the information secure. You know, right now today we're dealing with so much fraud and theft, wire fraud. It's just, I can't stress how important it is to keep that information safe. And when you have a secure platform with everything under one roof, then you can feel assured that your clients and your agents are going to be safe with their financial information. Now, with that being said, sometimes, you know, you've got to probably go through a little extra layer. You've got to create a username and password to log on, but that's just an extra layer of safety.
Definitely something to protect.
We're all used to that now.
Yeah, protect your clients, protect the transaction for sure. Well, thank you for all of that, Denise. That definitely gives us some great tips for both our realtors and our clients moving forward. And I'm sure that we'll be doing a lot more business with Stonewall in the near future.
Well, you're very welcome, and it has been a pleasure.
Thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. Stay tuned for more coming from us soon.